我们不能够就是轻轻易易的就把生命给浪费掉了。
We need to focus and aiming at the right direction.
所以人生必须有目标，必须要聚焦在某一个点上。
If we do not focus, then it may turn out like we just live because we are existing.
所以如果我们没有一个焦聚点的话，我们人活着就是因为活着而已。
And the longer we live, then we start to learn how important the value, the target that we are aiming at.
我们活得越久，就越知道我们必须要人生有目的、有目标是多么的宝贵。
If we later we found that the target was not correct, then we need to reroute, verify the direction or the goal. It's going to be very painful.
如果我们在后来事后发现我们的这个目标居然不对的，然后必须要改路，再回头走这条路的话，就觉得是一件非常痛苦的事情。
Today we would like to introduce a person. His aim of life is quite different from most of the people.
今天我跟各位介绍一个人，他的人生的目的跟我们许多人是大不相同的。
And this person is Apostle Paul.
这个人就是使徒保罗。
And let's read the first verse. Today's topic is Christ will be exalted in my body as always.
今天的主题就是总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And it's in Philippians. This very Apostle Paul, his aim of his life is exalt Jesus.With single mind.
So we can see that Paul, the apostle, his life's ultimate goal is to let God, Jesus Christ, shine in his life.
Chapter 1, verse 20 said, I eagerly expect and I eagerly hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body.Whether by life or by death.
我们看到第二十节，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一件叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
This is a proclamation of his life values.
是他的人生的一个宣告。
He said, I eagerly expect and I eagerly hope. That means I pour out my heart. This is what exactly I am pursuing.
他是说我照着所切慕所盼望的，就是他把整个的心、整个的人生都浇灌上去。
No matter what happened.
无论结果如何。
Either I'm in glory or in shame.
我或者是荣耀，或者是羞愧。
With courage or with fear.
是放胆的，或是怯胆的。
Or by life or by death.
或者生或者是死。
No matter what.
不管如何。
All I care is only one thing.
我所专注的、所关心的只有一件事情。
Christ will be exalted in my body.
就是神基督在我身上照常的显大。
That means this is the purpose for Paul, is exalt Jesus.
所以保罗的人生的目的，他的目标就是让主在他身上能够显大。
And the tool that he will use is his own body, his spirit, soul, and body.
然后他使用能够达成这个目的的这个工具，就是他的整个的人，他的身体，他的魂，他的灵。
Actually, we knew that this letter he's writing this letter in the prison.
那我们已经知道了，他写这个腓立比书的时候，他已经是身在这个监狱里面。
A prisoner, apparently, it's very shameful for most people.
那我们知道，当一个人住了狱的话，是一个很羞愧的事情。
But he said it's okay, doesn't matter. If I'm shameful here, it's all right.
但是保罗心态不一样，他说没问题啊，我在监狱里也是很好啊。
Maybe he remembered the time that he preached in the synagogue. It's glory.
也许他会想起去当年在这个圣殿，在这个会堂里面讲道子，是多么一个荣耀的事情。
So whatever God's arrangement, you put me in the jail or you put me in the synagogue, it's okay.
所以神啊，不管你把我摆在会堂里的高位，或者在监狱里的低位，我都可以。
In the synagogue, I can exalt Jesus.
在会堂里面，我可以把耶稣高举耶稣。
In the prison, I can exalt Jesus.
在监狱里，我照样的高举耶稣。
Maybe the persecution against Paul, that at that time he was with fear.
耶稣，也许保罗他在遭遇这个逼迫的时候，心里或多或少有些惧怕。
He was stoned almost to death.
因为他曾经被人家用石头机会打死的。
Apparently, at that time, he was scared.
当你被人用石头打死的时候，你心里一定会有些惧怕的。
But he came back.
但是他居然又活过来了。
With courage.
然后而且是更加的勇敢。
So he is running a very thin line, either life or death.
所以你看他走的这条路是非常的窄的一条路，就是或生或死，只是一线之隔。
This proclamation actually is Paul also talked to God, say God, whatever, either this way or that way.
所以这个不只是对人的宣告，也是他对神所做的一个宣告。他说：“神啊，不管如何都行，都可以。”
He's just like an actor in the movie.
他有点像这个电影里面一个演员。
Whatever the director asks him to play the role, he will take it.
就当导演让你去演什么样的角色，你就尽力把这个角色去做好。
So he's the one that focus only one goal, and he just pursue that goal with all his might.
所以当他的人生就这么一个目标的话，他就以全力以赴的要达成这个目的。
Let's look at this type of people.
我们来稍微的研究一下这个类型的人。
Have you met people like this? They are very so focused. Other stuff is very minor. They care less about other stuff.
你有没有遇过到这样一个就是非常的专注的这种类型的人？就他只要咬定了一件事情，别的事情他好像视而不见。
Have you ever seen the people like?Playing the video game and never watch other thing. This is the most important thing.
你有没有看过所谓低头族啊？这边这个玩这个 game 的时候，旁边的就是视若无睹，听而不闻的。
This is my life. This is my life.
我整个人生就这个小小的一个这个荧幕上面，这就是我所有的人生了。我就在那边玩我这个 game。
We should admire these type of people. They are pretty much like Paul.
各位，我们必须要，我们要敬佩这样人，因为他们具有保罗的精神。
But their target is not so correctly.
Yeah, 但是可惜他们的目标不是那么的伟，那么好，那么伟大。
As a matter of fact, if we kind of study the people who focus so much, usually they will turn out very successful.
那各位知道，当一个人很专注的话，我们知道这些人都大部分都会很成功的。
Because they concentrate and try to fulfill their goal.
因为这些人，因为他们这么的专心、全力以赴，所以他们都可以达到他们的所要的达成的。
But let's think about Paul in the prison.
那我们再看一下保罗，他是在监狱里。
Whatever happened to him, he doesn't matter. All he cares is exalt Jesus.
对他来说，在监狱里发生什么事情都不重要，最重要就是能够把耶稣能够显大。
He tried many, many ways to bring the gospel to people.
他用尽一切的方法要把福音传给人。
Should Paul really take a pause and start to think? You know, I would like to think for him.
如果保罗他稍微能够停下来想想说，我是不是也为自己打算打算呢？
You serve God so devotionally, and look what you end up with in the jail.
他也许会想说，如果为自己打算想，哎，你看你为神这么尽心尽意尽力，结果你看你现在是到了什么地方呢？
Maybe like some people in the church, you work so hard for the church, for Christ, but maybe you got laid off.
也许有些我们教会里面弟兄姐妹。你这么专心的服侍主，但是居然被公司炒鱿鱼了。
Would you ask a question? Where is my God?
然后您会不会不由己的会发出这个问题，就说神啊，你在哪里
There is a communist party member. He wrote an article.
有一位共产党员吗？哦，他写了一个文章。
He said, "You guys ask us to love the party, to love the country."
说你们要我们忠爱国忠党。
But who is going to love me?
但是有谁来爱我呢？
Maybe Paul should also ask for that. I love Christ. I love church. But who is going to love me?
如果是保罗，他也这样想的话，也不为过。他说：“你看我这么爱主啊，我这么爱你，那谁来爱我呢？”
So let's take a look about Paul. He is so much devoted for the ministry. And what really, now he got into the jail because of preaching the gospel. What he thought at that time.
那我们看到，因为保罗因为传福音的缘故而被下到监狱里，我们看他的思维是怎么一回事。
Who is going to love him?
谁去爱他呢？
Over here, actually, later you will see this is what Paul said. This is even I am in the jail, but this is my personal blessings.
那我们后面就看到保罗他自己写的说，我即使是在下了监狱里，我认为这是我对我的自己是一个祝福。
Let's see how differently this person is.
我们看保罗有什么异常之处。
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet, what shall I choose? I do not know.
但是我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该选什么。
I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。
So actually, this is his testimony. He mentioned about whatever happened to me actually is for my personal blessing.
所以这是他的见证。他说，不管发生什么，对我来说都是一个祝福。
Either I die or I live.
或生或死。
Let's see.What the personal blessing if he continued to live?
So, 我们看一下，如果他一直活下去的话，是生的话，有什么样的祝福呢？
He said, "To live is Christ. This is my personal blessing."
说他说活的话就是为主。
And verse 22 also said, "This means fruitful labor for me."
然后二十二节看到说，如果活的话，就成就我功夫的果子。
That means, even though I was put in the jail, but I continue to live, but look at me in the jail. Now I live is Christ.
就说我如果在监狱里继续活下去，你们各位看看我现在，我活着就是为主啊，就是主。
That means through his spirit, soul, and body, every portion of him try to release the Christ inside.
他就是用他所有的人灵魂体一切来。能够彰显出在他里面的耶稣。
He can manifest Jesus.
他能够把耶稣彰显出来。
And to die, actually, is he said is gain.
他说死的话其实是一种获得，就有益处。
Many people to die is everything is gone.
对我们所有的很多人来说，死了就是什么都没了。
Everything is vanished.
一切都消失。
But he said to die is gain.
但是他得说我死了就有益处哎。
And the verse 23 said, I desire to depart. That means I desire to leave this world. If I have to leave this world and die.
他就说我情愿离世与基督同在。
Be with Christ. And this to die, to depart this world is better by far.
他说：“其实我如果是比较起来，我觉得能够离世与基督同在，那是再好不过的事情。”
So to live here, actually, I can manifest to release Christ.
他说：“活在这里可以彰显耶稣。”
And if I die, then I can depart, and then I can be with Jesus.
那我如果是死的话，我就可以跟耶稣同在。
When he said this, it's not just something very boasting.
他讲这句话并不是想要在夸口。
Because he himself met Jesus face to face.
因为他曾经有耶稣这个亲自一个面对面的一个机会。
At least five times.
起码有五次哦。
When he was converted in Damascus.
当他在大马色信主的时候。
And also before the first mission trip, the Holy Spirit talked to them, and Paul was there.
然后当他们第一次要去传道的时候，圣灵指示他们，保罗也其中之一。
And second mission trip in Macedonia, a vision, God talked to him directly.
第二次传道的时候，神派遣一个马其顿的人跟他讲话。
And also when he would stay in Corinthians, God talked to him, say, "Stay here." I got many people here.
在哥林多前书，在哥林多这个书信里面，他讲说，神跟他说，你留在这里，我有很多人，你要得救的人要给你。
And he also got the experience that God raised him to the third heaven, face to face, to listen to God's voice.
他也曾经有过上过三重天的经验，能够听到神的声音。
So actually, to die, to depart from this world, he know where he is going.
所以他能够离世的话，他知道绝对知道他要到哪里去的。
Because he got already experienced that face to face with God.
因为他已经经历过与神同在的这个经验。
So that's why he said it's better far, by far, better by far.
所以他就说，哎呀，离世与主在一起其实是更好的事情。
And he said, I got trouble to choose, either to live or.To depart.
所以我就两难了，我到底要选哪一个？是留在这里呢，还是跟主同在呢
？So actually, even though Paul is in prison, he said, "It doesn't bother me. If I continue to live, even in jail, I can live as Christ."
说即使他身在监狱，他说对我来说这个都不是一个问题，因为即使在监狱里，我还是能够与神同在。
And we need to remember, this is the first time he was put into Roman Empire jail.
那请各位注意，这是他第一次被关在所谓罗马帝国的监狱里。
And later he was released.
然后以后的稍后他是被释放了。
And then a couple of years later, he was the second time put into the prison.
然后两年以后，他也同样又被扔进这个罗马的监狱里。
And that was the last time, because he was beheaded.After the second prison.
然后第一次进入罗马的监狱，他就没有办法走出来了。他那个时候就被砍头了，就这个牺牲了。
So he was so devoted to Jesus, to his ministry, and he tried to tell us, either live or die. For me, I gain. This is my labor, the fruitful labor for me.
因为他对主的事工，对耶稣，对主的事工是这么的专注，所以他在这里告诉我们说，是生或生或死，对我来说都不是一件重要的事情。
So that Communist Party member said, "You ask us to love the party and to love the country. Who is going to love me?"
所以在对比下，看到这位共产的党员，当他在问的时候说，你要我们忠贞爱国，那么谁来爱我呢
？But over here.Paul said, "I devoted my life to Christ, but actually, who will be the most beneficial party?"
那这里保罗还说，你看我这么专注的爱主，那最有益的是谁呢
？Me,
就是我呀。
I gain every blessing.
我得到所有的祝福。
So this, if a person focuses so much toward Our Lord, the very first one and the most blessing one will be you.
So, 当一个人他这么专注在主的身上的时候，那个最得意的往往就是那个人。
And secondly, to live actually not only for himself but blessing others.
所以他说，当他活的时候，不但是对自己有很多的得到很多祝福，对别人也是。
Now we will see the verse 24 said, "But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body."
然后我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧。
Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在这所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
That means for me, Paul, myself, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
所以保罗来说，这个死是为我活着就是基督，死的就有益处。
But for you, for other people,
但是对你们来说
，If I continue to live, then I will bring blessing to you.
就是我如果还是活下去的话。对你们就你们就可以得到很多的福气，带给你带来很多福气。
Verse 25 said, "For your progress."
我们看到第二十五节，我既然这样深信，就知道 ，OK， 且与你众人同在，在你们所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
For your progress in your spiritual growth.
就是在你所信的属灵的道上，你们要又长又要有长进。
How a Christian bless other people?
基督徒如何能够祝福别人呢
？Bless their spiritual growth，
就是让别人在属灵的生命上能够有所长进。
So their progress will continue，
让他们能够继续不断的属灵上能够有所长进，这就是最大的祝福。
That means the life of Christ inside Paul now released to other people。
也说在保罗里面的那个主的生命就能够释放出来给别人。
And other people will start to receive blessings.
别人就开始能够得到这个祝福。
So there is a progress, the spiritual progress over other people.
所以在别人的这个生，别人的属灵生命就是有一个进步，一个进阶。
Brother and sister, we try to help other people. You know, doing this, doing that.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们像会帮助别人去做这个做那个。
The most important thing actually is allow.The life of Christ inside you release through whatever you have done to other people.
但是各位最重要的还是在基督在你们的生命能够显露出来，然后能够帮助你身边。
Then you can
以何种方式能够帮助别人
？Then you can verify other people if their life of Christ start to grow or increase.
然后各位你就可以开始印证别人的生命是不是有长进呢
？And if that happened, then The joy in the face will be revealed.
然后当这些是印证的时候，你在这个所信的道上就能够这喜乐就能够显露出来。
So our ministry to serve other people, eventually we should receive the result is that person because of in the faith, the joy will start to come out from them.
所以各位，我们在所有的这个侍奉上面，我们最终的果效是要看到别人能够在他所信的道上能够彰显出一种喜乐。
So that through my being with you again, your joy in Christ Jesus will overflow on account of me.
叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。
See, Paul never wavered. Say.On account of me,
保罗从来没有说在这个因我的而你们有长进的这个看法上有所退步，有所这个退去逃避。
On my account, that means I'm pretty sure I will help you. Jesus' life released from me will help you to grow, and that is on my account.
他就说：“因为我的缘故，你们的属灵生命能够增长的话。”这就是最大的福气。
This is not bragging.
这不是在夸口哦。
Because the joy of in Christ Jesus overflow, you can never really come out easily. Actually, it's through a lot of labor.
我们各位能够从心里涌出的主里的这种喜乐，不是说很容易的就能够表现出来，是要花很多的功夫，你才能有这种打心里出来这个主那边来的喜乐。
And it's overflowing. That means those people that he served, they receive a joy so much from Christ, it now start to overflow from them.
也就是说，通过保罗，那些人受到他的这个主感动的人，就是他们在主里的喜乐，就像江水、活水一样，源源不绝的涌出来。
We want to do good for people. That's great.
我们每个人都想来帮助别人。
But you just do it without Christ, you will see the difference.
如果你是在这个事情上帮助别人的话，你而没有在基督上有所长进的话，这个好像没有什么太大的果效。
They will appreciate your effort.
他们的确会很感激你对他们所做的一些事情。
Mostly is about 15 minutes.
但是他们的感谢大概只能维持大概15分钟。
Maybe it can last 2 hours.
Maybe 也许两个钟头。
But never really go beyond that.
但是不会那么久的了。
If all those ministry is just coming from you yourself.
如果你所做的侍奉别人施工是从你那里出来的
But if you serve with Christ's life, then that will last longer.
但是如果你以耶稣的生命来侍奉的话，你这个果效就是长远的。
And furthermore, it will turn out like overflow joy from them.
然后对方也会就好像有这个喜乐是泉涌而出的。
Actually, we live a life with very limited time.
各位，我们的生命都是有限的。
Look at Paul. He is so sure that because I devoted to serve the Lord Jesus, that I will be the first one to be blessed.
你们看到保罗他这么的有确据，他说因为我侍奉主，所以我是第一个受福的，得到这个福气的。
Furthermore, I also serve others with Christ.
同时，我也因为由耶稣里面呢来能够侍奉别人。
Someone say this, if a person live a life just only for himself, that person never really live.
有人曾经说过，如果你这辈子是为你自己活的话，你这辈子没有活过啊。
And we know this gentleman, Winston Churchill.
我们都知道这位是谁了哈，丘吉尔。
And he was a hero in the Second World War II against Germany.
二次大战在抵抗德军的时候，他是一个英雄的人物。
He said a good word, say, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give.
他说过日子是靠我们所赚进来的，过人生是靠我们所给出去的。
If a person really live a life worthwhile,That person must be a person always try to give.
如果我们要活得有意思、有意义的话，我们就应该经常是一个给出去的人。
And you know what? The most precious part of you to give, do you know what is that?
各位，你知道你们能所给的最宝贵的是什么吗？
Most of the time, people thought to give means give money.
大部分人认为说，哦，给啊，是不是就给钱呢？
Help somebody else.
或者是帮助别人。
But the most precious one is your life.
其实你最宝贵能够给出去是你的生命。
We admire those people really give away their own life.
我们对这些那个牺牲自己生命的人，我们是非常的敬佩。
But even far more better than this is when you give the life is blended with Christ.
但是比给出自己生命更伟大的一件事，就是当你给出去的时候，那个人的生命跟主能够相融在一起。
When you give your life, Jesus also inside that life.
当你给出生命的时候，你给出的生命里面就包含了耶稣的生命。
Because this life is eternal life.
因为这个生命是一个永生的、永恒的。
This is the most valuable.
这是最有价值的。
And this young gentleman, his name is William Borden.
So, this young man's name is William Borden.
He was born in a very rich family.
He was born in a very rich family.
When he was in high school, he was already a very wealthy person.
他在高中毕业的时候，他的家庭就已经非常的富有。
He was born 1887.
他是在1887。
And at that time, millionaire is pretty much equivalent nowadays we call billionaire. Billionaire.
所以当年的所谓百万富翁，就是我们今天所谓的亿万富翁。
And for his high school graduation present, his parents gave this 16 years old Borden a trip around the world.
所以他高中毕业的时候，他的父母给他的礼物就是环游世界。
As a young man traveled through Asia, the Middle East, and Europe.
所以当他环游到这个亚洲、中东以及欧洲。
16 years old, he felt a growing burden of the world hurting, world's hurting people.
然后看到一些世界上一些悲惨的事情，这些受伤的人的时候，他就觉得心里非常难过。
So William Borden wrote a letter talking about his desire to be a missionary.
所以他就写信回去说，我想要当一个传道人，一个
宣教士。
宣教士。
One friend expressed disbelief that he was throwing himself away as a missionary.
有个朋友就觉得很不可思议，你这个富家子，你怎么可能把这一切都抛弃，然后去做一个传道人呢？做一个宣道士呢？
And after graduation from high school, he arrived on the campus of Yale University in 1905.
1905年的时候，他到了这个耶鲁大学去上大学。
He also tried to look like one of, freshmen.
然后他就想要跟好像所有的这个新生一样，不想要特别显出自己有什么不一样。
But very quickly, Borden's classmate noticed something unusual about him.
但是即使他想要掩藏，也掩藏不住，因为他的同学发现他有一些过人之处。
It was not because he had a lot of money.
并不是因为他是一个富家子弟。
And one of his friends wrote this. He said he came to college far ahead spiritually of any of us.
他们注意了说，这个人，这个波顿，这个波顿，他的在属灵上的程度远超过我们所有的人。
He had already given his heart in full surrender to Christ, and had already done it.
哦，他已经全心全意的已经把自己奉献给神了。
That is 17 years old.
17岁的一个年轻人。
And it was well on in the first semester that William, he began to pray in his campus and in the after morning breakfast.
然后在大学第一年的这个第一个学习的时候，他已经开始在早餐的时候就开始祷告。
And one of the students joined him.
然后有一个同学就参加他的祷告。
And that student wrote that we have been meeting only a short time when a third student joined us.
然后过了不久，就马上有另外一个同学也加入我们。
And soon after that, a fourth one.
然后继续就有更多的人，第三个、第四个。
And he said we spent time to pray after a brief reading of scripture.
所以我们的就是先读一些经，完了以后我们就开始祷告。
And William will read to us from the Bible, show us something that God had promised.
然后这个威廉他就会把这个经节里面神要他告诉的事情就告诉他们。
And he always proceeds to claim the promise with assurance.
然后他对神的这些应许，他说这是我的确据，我有把握的。
So William's small morning prayer group.Gave birth to a movement that soon spread across the campus.
然后也当初这么两三个人的开始一个祷告，后来就传遍了整个的校园。
And by the end of the first year, 150 freshmen were meeting weekly for Bible study and prayer.
在他这个大学第一年的时候，就已经大概有150个人加入他这个祷告会。
17 years old.
17岁。
By the time William became a senior.More than 1,000 students in Yale joined the meeting.
当他在大四的时候，快毕业的时候，整个校园里已经有大概1000人加入他的祷告会。
And the whole Yale population at that time was only 1,300.
当时这个耶鲁大学的大学生的总人数也不过是1300。
And William's outreach ministry was not just confined to the Yale campus.
然后他的施工不只是在校园里而已。
He cared about widows and orphans and disabled.
他对一些孤儿寡妇或者残障的人士非常的关心。
And he rescued drunks from the street.
常常在街边把这个喝醉酒的人给帮助他们。
And he tried to rehabilitate them, and he founded Yale Hope Mission.
然后为了能够对他们有所这个帮助或治疗，他就成立了一个叫做耶鲁希望中心。
And his friend wrote that he might often be found in the lower parts of the city at night.
然后他的朋友就说，你经常可以看到威廉他在这个城市里很不好的一些地区里面，晚上就在那边帮找寻这些需要帮助的人。
On the street or in a cheap lodging house or some restaurant.
或者是在路边，或者是在一个小酒馆里，或者一个很这个便宜的一个住宿的地方。
He will try to help hungry fellow to feed them and seek to lead them to Christ.
然后他会帮助这些饥饿的人，有需要的人，让他们能够有东西吃，然后也领他们归主。
Through those 4 years college, Borden missionary call narrowed to the Muslim live in Gansu, China.
所以当他到大四的时候，他已经决定了他的目标是要在甘肃的回教徒里面去做工。
And upon graduation from Yale, he turned down high-paid job offers.
大学毕业后，他有许多的好的工作可以让他选的，他都一一的拒绝了。
And he went on to do graduate work at Princeton Seminary.
然后他就先到了那普林斯顿的这个神学院，先去深造。
And right after he finished the Princeton degree.He sailed for China.
然后一毕业，他马上就想要这个坐船到中国去。
And because he is hoping to work with Muslim, he stopped first in Egypt to study Arabic.
因为他的目标是在中国甘肃的回教徒里面，所以他就先到埃及那边去学阿拉伯文。
While he arrived there, he contracted spinal meningitis.
他在这里的时候得了一种很严重的疾病。
And 1 month later, he died in Egypt.
一个月之内就死去了。
When the news of William's death was back to U.S.,
当他死去的消息传回到国内的时候
，The story was carried by every newspaper.
所有的大的报纸都是大登的很大。
A wave of sorrow went around the world.
大家都觉得非常的伤痛。
And the title said, Borden not only give his wealth, but he himself.
他们的标题就说，威廉·波登不但是舍去他的财富，他也把他生命舍去。
In a way of joyous and natural.
然后一个非常自然的、非常喜乐的方式。
And later, there's a title in the newspaper say, "Was Borden's ultimate death a waste?"
然后后来有人在报纸上就有一个大的标题说，这个威廉·波顿他的死是一种浪费吗
？Not in God's perspective.
然后他的答复就是，在神眼看来，这不是一个浪费。
Because right after his death.Many more missionaries follow his step, pouring to the mission field.
当他死了以后，有许多这个宣道士前仆后继的这个跟随他的脚步去做传道的工作。
He lived a life to give.
他的整个人生就是一个给的人生。
Later, they found from his Bible beside him.
然后后来他们发现，在他的自己的他的这个圣经的上面。
On the last page, he wrote, "No reserves, no retreats, no regrets."
他们看到他在圣经的后面一页，他写下这几句话，就是绝不保留，绝不后退，绝不后悔。
Why? Look at Paul and look at this young man.
我们看看保罗，再看这个年轻人。
He died at 26.
26岁就死了。
There are quite a few people that die in early age.
很多人是英年早逝的。
But what happened to them?
这些所谓的英年早逝人，我们现在知道他们在哪里，在哪里，
记得吗？ Gone.
他们都 如风而逝。
Maybe the time they die, so many people weeping and cry for them.
也许他们在死的当下的时候，很多人为他们哭泣。
But this young man, 26 years old.
像这位二十六岁的青年。
His name lasts till now.
他的人，他的名字，我们现在还在纪念。
Because he gave his life with Christ.
因为他把他生命，他的随随的生命，他也把耶稣基督给出去。
See, now we see Paul and William.
我们看保罗跟威廉。
They devote themselves to Christ.
他们一生就是为了主而活。
They would proudly say, "To live is Christ, and to die is gain."
活就是为了主，死就是对有益。
That's meaningful.
这个是有意义的人生。
The aim of life for them is great.
对他们来说，人生的终点是一个很好的事情。
Over here, I'm not intend to exalt Paul or William.
这里我不是鼓励大家去做保罗或者做威廉。
Actually, I want to exalt Christ.
这里我是要高举耶稣。
Why?
为什么?
They became so devoted. That's great.
你对主的非常非常专注，非常好。
But then we should ask another question.
但是我们现在要问另外一个问题。
Who or how made them that way?
然后这些人是怎么样能够变成这么专注的呢?
Do you know? It's because of Jesus.
那我们知道这个原因就是答案就是因为耶稣基督。
Today I try to encourage each one of us.
今天我想勉励鼓励大家。
See, Paul or William, they must have seen something that we didn't see.
保罗或是威廉，他们一定看到了一些我们没看到的东西。
Even though we thought we know Jesus.
即使我们认为我们对耶稣已经很有些认识了。
But we see Jesus this way, that turn out our life is this way.
所以我们对耶稣的看法就影响到我们这个人生表现出来就是一个什么样的人生。
Apparently, they must have seen something that we didn't see and changed their life differently.
很明显的，他们一看到的耶稣是我们没有看到一些东西，所以他们的人生能够是这样的一个转换。
A person can claim to live.Or to die, doesn't matter. Either way, that means that person must have seen something.
当一个人可以讲说我活着就是基督，我死的就是有益，这个人一定是看到一些不同的东西。
Jesus is for everyone.
每个人，耶稣是为了每一个人。
But have you ever really seen Jesus?
但是有没有真的好好的看到耶稣呢？
Once you see that very important of Jesus, then you will see things will be totally changed.
当你能够专注真的看到耶稣真的认识耶稣的时候，你的生命应该是有所转换的，应该是不一样的。
Because inside Jesus is so bound, so abundant, so rich.
因为在耶稣里是如此的丰盛。
If you ever really take a good look at Jesus, you will be drawn just like a vacuum, suck it in.
如果你真的好好的看耶稣，真的去认识他的话，你一定会被他所吸引，就像一个吸尘器一样，把你整个人都吸进去。
Just like a video game.
哦，就好像那个video game.
I don't care anything else.
啊，旁边的一切都与我无关了。
This is my focus.
这就是我专注的，就是眼前这一点点小荧幕。
And this is so valuable.
哦，对我来说，这是眼前最重要的，不过就是打这个 video game.
My life, just spend or invest over this is worthwhile.
我整个人生如果能够专注投资在上面，这是绝对是有价值的。
Listen very carefully. The time for Paul.At that time, Christianity is not as today, so popular can be spread all over the world.
各位，在保罗当时的时候，基督教并不是这么的，丰盛，不是丰盛， 这么的流行也不太好。好，不像我们今天就这么的为众人所接受，是一个非常困难的一个情况。
So if we look at Paul, actually, he is a gambler.
那我们看到保罗，他好像有点像一个赌徒一样。
He need to bet everything he got upon Jesus.
他把所有的宝都压在耶稣这个身上。
At that time, no guarantee, because he didn't know what's going on really to Christianity.
因为他当时并不知道基督教以后会是什么这个情况，所以他就这个押宝的确是很大的冒险。
See, if a person willingly to invest the whole being into certain thing, this is a real big issue.
所以当一个人把他的生命所有的一切都压在一个东西上面的时候，一个或者耶稣身上的时候，这是一个很大的事情。
You may say, "Well, Paul, you are lucky. You bet the right bet, and you get the jackpot."
So you say, "Oh, 那你是不是很幸运啦？你刚好押对宝啦，所以你又来一个同花顺呐。
Okay,
黑杰克。
She's better than me. Okay. So apparently, Paul got the right bet.
所以很显然，保罗他押对了耶。
But listen to me. At that time.He hasn't seen today's what Christianity is, but he already said this, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
保罗当时并不知道以后基督教的发展如何，但是他能够讲这句话，就是说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
So actually, Paul foresaw 2,000 years.
他已经透视，穿越2000年。
Through his faith, he can see eternity.
经过他的信心，他能够看到永恒。
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus is the Son of God.
因为耶稣是神的儿子。
He doesn't need to know every detail.
你不需要知道所有的一切。
Well, now it's 21st century.
我们今天是21世纪。
Brothers and sisters,Christianity has been proved again and again for 2,000 years, and it stands still.
我们今天知道，经过两千年的淬炼以后，基督还是永远的屹立不倒，还是在那里。
That means, brothers and sisters, you don't need to bet.
这就告诉各位姐妹，你们不需要押宝啊。
Would you devote yourself for this eternity?
你愿不愿意把你自己整个身心灵都能够奉献在耶稣的身上？
Let's look at Paul.
我们看看保罗。
After 2,000 years,
二千年以后
，this dude wrote this letter in the jail.
这位老兄他是在监狱里写的这封信。
What happened now today? He became the most important apostle.
那在两千年以后，当年的这个犯人今天变成基督教里面最重要的一个使徒。
And he built many, many churches in the whole Europe.
他在欧洲建立了无数的教会。
At that time, Europe is a barbarian jungle.
那我们各位记得，当时的欧洲不是今天这样，当时欧洲是所谓的野蛮之地，野蛮人的住的地方。
After the gospel preached through Paul, the whole Europe turned over.
当这个耶稣的福音传到欧洲的时候，整个欧洲就开始能够进化起来。
And we knew after Europe turned over, the whole world civilization turned over.
所以当欧洲起飞了以后，整个的世界也就兴起。
There are 13 books Paul wrote now became the Bible.
保罗所写的十三封书信变成新约里面很重要的。
And the Bible now influenced the whole world.
那我们知道圣经是对整个世界都有很大的影响。
And he saw the eternity now influence the all human beings.
这个永生就影响了我们很人类很多很多的人。
And because of his devoting life affects so many people who want to follow Jesus.
因为他对耶稣的专注，所以他影响了许多人，同样的要跟随他。
And those people are following Jesus willingly with loving will.
那这些愿意跟随耶稣的人是全心全意的跟随。 一点不勉强。
Of course, there are so many people named after Paul. We got at least one here.
在耶保罗之后，当然有很多追随他榜样的。我们今天只是跟各位介绍一个威廉波顿。
And you could imagine the book he wrote every day. People read and read and read.
各位，你能想象他当年这个御下之徒他所写的这个十三封书信，在今天是许多的人是每天在那边阅读的。
For 2,000 years,
2,000年来，无数的人的阅读。
Would that be called eternity?
您对这点，您认为这是永恒吗
？See, he said, "Whatever happened to me, the only goal for me is."To exalt Jesus.
他说，无论是生是死，总是要在耶稣在我的身上能够显大。
In the jail, he said, "You know what? This is my blessings."
在监狱里，他说，这是我的祝福。
And I'm going to bless many, many people.
然后我要把这个祝福给许多的人。
It become real.
结果他做成了，做到了。
There's no boasting at all.
这个不是一个夸口啊。
Christ can do that job.
因为耶稣基督是可以做成这样的事工的。
For William, no reserves, no retreats, and no regrets.
对威廉来说，绝不保留，绝不后退，绝不后悔。
26 years life span.
26岁这样一个青年才俊。
If this person didn't really hold the truth, the eternity, how ever a person die at 10:26,Can say these words.
当这个人，如果这个人没有得到耶稣的真的生命的时候，各位想，一个26岁的年轻人会讲述这样的话吗
？Brothers and sisters, you got the very good opportunity to serve this very, very Jesus. And when you get old, you will say it's worthwhile.
各位弟兄，各位姐妹，你们现下就有这个好机会，能够侍奉这样的耶稣。当您白发老去的时候，你在回忆你的一生的时候，你可以讲这么一句话：一切都是值得的。
Let us pray.
我们来祷告。